All right, welcome one again to Hip Hop Soiree. This is DJ Goose.
And this is Poppy.
And we're back once again. I know we said last time that we were going to do the Korean episode next. We're just doing a little bit more research on it to get everything done. It's actually going to be a good episode for all of you who want to listen to it. And for those who haven't, just, I would say hear us out on it. It's just very interesting how much hip hop is similar, but also has all their different their differences in each country. And I actually think we might do one also for Hispanic, Spanish ones, because Spanish is also different, because people think like reggaeton is like rap. Like, no, that's their...
It has elements of it, elements, but it's definitely not the rap concept.
Yeah, they're very different things, and rap is also very different in the Spanish, but we'll go into that in other episodes, but the Korean one's going to be next, so don't worry about that one. So today our main topic is actually we're gonna talk about featured rappers on different singles and songs on soundtracks, just because like it's a very interesting thing, because there's one thing of having a featured rapper on a rap song, so like having Jay-Z on Missy Elliott or something like that, but the whole other thing having, you know, Taylor Swift have Kendrick Lamar on there, or if a remix, like if you listen to the Lorde song Royals, like Rick Ross is on the remix, which is weird.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, it was a thing. Like, so we'll talk about like good, bads, and like what, like is it? Yeah, just the whole like, main the topic about it, what we think of it. But we actually want to bring up something regarding Cardi B, because remember last time we talked about how she was trying to justify why she drugged these guys and took all their money. And people were like defending her. So after that week, like nothing was said, right, Poppy? Like nothing was ever.
I don't think that was it. That was, as the saying goes, Adele's really popular song, Water Under the Bridge. It really just disappeared. It meant nothing to anyone else. It was just a brief moment of people being upset. And I don't know, maybe rightfully so. Who knows? I think that I don't like getting too much into politics just because I think that this is not what we're supposed to be talking about.
Right.
But, I mean, it just. People just get angry on social media really quickly, sometimes for no reason, sometimes rightfully so. I think we need to be a bit more forgiving in this circumstance. Either way, though, pretty severe things were done, so to speak. And it just blew over like it wasn't anything else. And people equated it to her being a woman. I don't care what it was. It's just odd to me that it blew over so damn quickly.
Yeah, I think there's always agenda on there that people are pushing. That's why they call, you know, they have the SJWs.
Yeah,
the social justice warriors. So that might be a thing. I mean, we're not going to talk too much about it. But the reason we brought that up as well is because she also came out with a song with Offset. And it's called Clout.
Ugh. It's not good.
it's just interesting because like we were talking and we were hearing all this stuff like that, like he cheated on her, right? I think that's what it was. And they were going through a divorce. And apparently that just, again, water under the bridge. And they're back together with this new song that just... equates to nothing.
Sometimes I think it's all publicity stuff, right? It's I don't know whoever coined that phrase, but no publicity is bad publicity, because obviously it's going to garner views, and that's going to be one of our topics obviously today on the artists featuring on other genres. And I cringed when you sent me that message on this is what we're going to talk about, because I don't like promoting songs I don't like, but it is what it is. And I'm sorry I sound a little bit weird. Just got over a cold, so
you just sound more deep and manly. Maybe. I can't sound like that.
But, so yeah, I don't know. It's odd. I think it's all publicity, quite truth be told. Even with the feud between 50 Cent and Kanye West back in the day, Graduation, and Curtis, when that came out, you know, 50 said, I'll retire if you sell more than me. Well, Kanye blew him out of the water in sales, and 50 was still around. So
I even forgot Curtis was an album.
it's not a good one.
Yeah. I was like, but anyway, so yeah, I think that's the only little piece of news we wanted to talk about briefly. Just because it's just kind of odd, like just it's a lot of things are more political and more for the attention. Because, like I said, any publicity is good publicity, or well, no
back
publicity.
To LOX controversy sells.
Yep, that's how it is. So, with that out of the way, let's go on to our main topic. Now, we know that rap right now, we've said this many times. You already know this. We're at the pinnacle. We're at the peak right now of where it's been in all of history. Right, and all throughout that time of getting, even now and you know back in the 90s and 2000s, you know they some people wanted to add hip hop to their song just because like, oh, they're edgy, or they talk about stuff that I don't talk about, that I couldn't because I'm a pop artist or I'm a country artist or whatever it may be, or I'm just dance music. It's like, I want them on me as a feature so that it gives a song an extra flavor, whatever it may be. But what ends up happening most of the time is that it doesn't add too much. This is my personal opinion. It doesn't add too much to the song. It more has like, well, if I wanted my rapper to sound like a pop singer, like what, how why would I imagine? I was like, oh, I'll put him on this feature. And that's kind of what I would imagine how they would be rapping, like being a quote unquote pop rapper. So that's what I wanted to talk about, because there are a lot of bad features on that when there's a cross in genre. But there have been some that are actually either pretty good, either for nostalgia reasons, or it's actually written pretty well on the rapper's part because they're not trying to change their image or change their style to fit the song or the group that they're featured on.
Yeah, I think what you're... So I don't know if this is the first time ever, or at least the biggest collaboration. I think most people would know that Aerosmith and Run DMC Walk This Way when they collaborated, right? Aerosmith is a rock band. I don't know specifically what subcategory of rock they fall under.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
There's like 20 different subcategories for rock. And then there's Run DMC, who's explicitly hip-hop. To your point of kind of blending, stylistically, there has to be some sort of giveaway from either... The pop has to stylistically kind of now transition over to the hip-hop sound, or the hip-hop artist and that verse needs to somehow fit in with the pop. And that's sometimes where the blend doesn't work really, really, really well. And that's what kind of makes it super corny to me and why I hate it. And that's why I thought of the songs immediately when you sent me that message. I'm like, ugh, it just... Or they try too hard. I know a lot of... And it's fine. Publicity, they want more views. They want more listen... Or like an audience, a bigger audience to capture, right? They want a bigger share of the market. That's fine. But sometimes it's executed very, very well. Other times it's executed very poorly. We're going to focus on some of the ones we think were executed poorly. And even some of my opinions, commercially they succeeded, but in my mind, they didn't at all.
Yeah, and there's tons. And the biggest, I don't want to say the biggest culprit, but the one that me and Poppy both thought of instantly when I was thinking about this subject was Nelly.
Yep.
Nelly's been on tons of different features and pop songs, and they've never really been that good. And granted, Nelly had, he had two like good albums, which was Country Grammar and Nellyville. Sway and Sue were kind of... And then after that, I don't even remember what he's come out with.
He had Brass Knuckles. I think that one was very good. And he had several other ones.
Yeah, so he had other ones. And he tried to incorporate different things, different people in it. And then he came out on that feature with Florida, or was it Georgia? Florida Georgia Line. On that cruise song.
Stupid like
that. I was like, what?
I couldn't believe my ears when I heard that. I'm like, fucking Nelly. Why? Why would you hop onto that? It was... Not even good. Where are they now?
This is a funny thing because Florida Georgia Line, like, I don't follow them too much, but they're also controversial in the sense that they're like, they're not real country, like they're pop country or something like that. And it's just the funny thing is, like, I thought, my thought process was this. Nelly was thinking, all right, these guys are from the South. I'm from the South. Like, we should collaborate on something because we're both from the South. And I think he's kind of noticed that a lot of like current country, which kind of have pop elements to it, they have odd verses in them that reference rap. Like, there's a song where he's like, I have my girl in the passenger seat, and I love it when she raps Eminem. Like, what the heck?
Is that song?
It's in a country song.
Oh.
And I'm like, what the heck? And there's other stuff where they reference rap as something that is desirable to from a country girl. So I said, like, that's kind of odd, but it's like they're trying to get new listeners. And so that's why I think, oh, Florida Georgia Line, they're hot right now. Let's get Nelly on there so we have the blend of the southern states. And it's poopy. And he's done it. And the other one that really caught my eye was when he was on NSYNC's Girlfriend. And that was funny because, like, back in the 90s, like, I loved boy bands. I'm not going to lie. Like,
I did too. Yeah. Backstreet Boys all the way, for sure.
Poppy and I, we were singing to Backstreet Boys one time.
We went to, like, Astro Burger to go eat. And
yeah.
The song... It was in the restaurant.
It was in the restaurant.
And we just decided to sing along with my brother, and we were just belting it out like it was nothing.
We put it on the radio. We put it on the radio when we got back in the car and just started singing more.
Yeah,
like it was good times. But NSYNC on there, they had the song Girlfriend, and in the remix is when Nelly gets in there. And it's funny because you listen to it, and if you listen to, like, it was during, like, when he just did Country Grammar. Not, I don't think Nelly was out yet. But, like, you listen to Country Grammar, and it sounded like he watered down what he would say or what his attitude is to fit in sings, like, boyish.
He removed his southern swagger to fit into that pop style. That's what I was talking about. Stylistically, he sacrificed what made him great in hip-hop, at least to me.
Yeah, no, I think that's a common trend that we see in all these songs, that they take that out. And granted, like, an artist can be, they can have variety of styles and stuff, but they still sound like themselves, you know. But it's when they change it up that much that it's, I don't think it works too well. One thing also, and this one I actually asked your brother about, but I wanted to ask you about it too, because this one came up in my mind about songs when they're trying something different. So if you remember Nori back in like mid-2000s, he came out with a reggaeton album.
He's
like,
Nori.
Yeah. And what's funny is, like, at that time, reggaeton was starting to get big with Daddy Yankee, with Gasolina. And on the remix, he had Little John and Nori on there. And if you listen to, like, he doesn't really say much. Nori, like, in his, that album doesn't do much. And he just keeps saying, like, hey, I'm doing reggaeton. Like, did you know I'm doing reggaeton? But I'm a veteran. Like, no one does that before. And he says in all of his songs. But, like, you hearing that, like, I'm pretty sure you've heard those songs. Like, what did you think of that?
I'm looking back, I see a guy trying to get, he saw that this wasn't a genre that was going to blow up. So he's like, I got to get into it early because I want to cash in on it, right? Which is fine. I don't, that doesn't bother me. But a veteran, no, he's not a veteran. He has been in, I guess, the hip hop community for a while, for sure. But even in the hip hop community, he's not widely known. I don't know if everyone that listens to this podcast is going to know who N.O.R.E. is. So feel free to look up his music. It's okay. He's okay as a feature artist, but it didn't bother me because if anything, it promoted reggaeton and like a lot of the reggaetoneros from Puerto Rico, and that's obviously where my parents are from, and that's where my heritage is from. So yeah, it's a sense of pride. I'm fine with it, but at the same time, like, you're a lying sack of shit. But whatever, you're not a veteran.
My favorite part is he's in Gasolina. He's like, dame más gasolina. Yo tengo la gasolina. Pa abajo y por arriba.
Just very, what
very
would I call that?
Very simple.
Yeah, nursery rhyme type scheme, which, whatever.
Like I said, when they try and go out of theirs, like I said, you can try different things, but it rarely do a lot of, at the times that they, like,
Fat Joe hopped on it too, by the way. Not that song, but he hopped in on the whole reggaeton thing, and then he kind of backed off.
Did he?
Yep.
I don't know. I'll remember that he was with Thalia on that one song that she did in English, but I didn't know he was in the reggaeton.
Yeah, like, he didn't specific. He would try and get verses every here and there.
Oh, okay.
And he tried cashing in on it too, but it didn't really pan out for him. Why? Mostly because he didn't speak Spanish, so he's trying to do Spanish verses.
Some people do. One that I don't like also that I think he has failed a lot is with Khalifa on his features with like he did one with Maroon 5.
I didn't even know that.
He had this song called Payphone. And in that song, he does it rhyme like maybe twice and maybe in two bars. That's it. And I don't know what he was thinking. I was like, why are you not rhyming? That's like a most simple thing. And you just kind of.
That's what you do the most.
Yeah. Like, that's your whole job. And he just wasn't doing it all throughout that. And it didn't really do much. Like, he kind of brought his, he brought, like, how he does his rap, which isn't, like, way great. But it didn't, like, do anything for the song. And that's, I think that's what happens with the feature. Like, he doesn't do anything for the song. It's just, like, we're putting it in here. Let's have him have 30 seconds, whatever. And what's interesting, though, is with a lot of these featured rappers, a lot of, like, pop stations, they take him out anyway. So it's, like, how is this going to help them? It's only if they're on YouTube. Like, if you're listening to the radio, probably never going to hear if you listen to a pop station because they take it out.
Yeah, they completely edit that verse. You can even hear, like, the sequence on where they chop it out and then when they come back in to try and make it seamless. But the editors at the radio station are either lazy or not good at their job. And just, you can tell. It just, like, warps and it goes, oh, here's the chorus yet again.
And Maroon 5 has been trying to get a lot of, like, different feature rappers. Like, they did Wiz Khalifa. They did Cardi B on that one song, Girls Like You.
Well, it's a shame their lead singer can't sing live very well.
R.I.P. that Super Bowl time halftime show.
Ugh, when I heard them, like, this is, and you're a coach on The Voice? Shame on you. Shame on you.
I don't understand it.
They have good songs. I'm not going to say they don't. I like a lot of their songs, but you suck performing live. I'm sorry. You don't get to be a coach on The Voice.
That's true. But feature artists, the one I do want to talk about that I actually did like was from Taylor Swift. So when she came out with that song Bad Blood, this is a funny thing though. And this is why I don't know how feature artists or feature rappers help the song out, because when she came out with the she came out with the video first on YouTube. And in the YouTube version, she has Kendrick Lamar on there. But it's funny because in that video version, Kendrick Lamar he does like all of the actual verse, like verse 1 and verse 2, and it's just him, and she sings just the pre-chorus and the chorus. So she actually gets less time in the video, and it's more about him. Like, she's kind of like in the video, like, oh yeah, like this is me here, but he's the one that's rapping over it. And I was like, ah, it's actually pretty good. Like, I think Kendrick is there's a lot, there's some artists that can be malleable and they can bring their style, but also be like, this is me, and this is like my verse on here, but this is how I interpret the style, how I want it to be in there. So I think he's very good in that sense. But what's funny is that when the radio version came on, he was completely out of there. He wasn't in that verse at all. It was just her singing new. I was like, what the heck is going on here? So it's interesting with featured rappers, because like, I don't understand, like, you want to get that person in there. People know that rappers are they're big stars right now, but stations, sorry, this is a side note, the stations take them out of their features. It's like, well, why'd you have them in the first place then?
Yep.
Like,
well, it's a different market in the digital age, but I'm not going to let go of the ones I still don't like. So I don't know if, I think you mentioned it already, but Baby by Justin Bieber and Luda. And I will admit right now, if it weren't for Luda's verse on that song, I would like that song. I like the song, but the moment I heard Luda, and what bothers me the most is this, I was at a bowling alley, and if you've ever watched the music video, so the bowling alley plays music video sometimes if there's a video attached to the song. And I heard the song. I'm like, okay, I can dig this song. There's this little 12, 13-year-old boy.
I thought it was a girl.
A love lost. What? I only knew it was a boy because I saw the video.
Right? Okay,
this is the first time I'm exposed to that song. With my buddies, we're bowling. I'm like, yeah, this song's pretty catchy. I don't mind it. Then I see Luda pop up on the screen. I'm like, oh, no. No, no. He goes into his verse. I'm like, what are you doing on a song about a 13-year-old love? That's creepy, first of all. And secondly, your verse doesn't fit. I didn't like it. I thought it was trash. It was corny. It was a last attempt. I don't know if he was falling off. I'll have to do my research on time to see where his album sales plus popularity were doing. But he's grasping at straws for some fame, and it bothered me. Ew, don't hop on that anymore. He lost some credibility on my point. Like, on my part, I'm just like, no, Luda. No, absolutely not. I used to like him far more than I did, and I didn't like it one bit.
I was taken back when I heard his verse. When I was 14, I'm in my first love.
Just, ugh. Just awful.
Like, it
cringeworthy.
It's funny because like that happens, but like, and then Usher was on, but Usher found Justin Bieber, right?
Yeah,
and that might be a little bit different.
And Usher's different too because he has like the R&B aspect to it, and he has poppy songs. Ludacris comes from, you know,
the dirty sound. Yeah, like he's dirty.
He has gross songs, and he's like very added. It doesn't fit into this little teenage pop song. That doesn't fit.
The one lick you. I was like, no.
Yeah. Unbelievable. The other song I don't like was Nicki Minaj's Starships Were Meant to Fly, whatever that one's called.
That one was odd. Were
meant to fly. I hated that one.
She, and like I said, this is not a feature one, but she tried to do a very pop.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my whole thing that, I think I mentioned this before in the podcast, where she basically samples Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star for no reason whatsoever and says in the verse, I'm like, what is she doing? Like, I understand, but she's notorious for that. Like, she puts in weird rhyme schemes and then puts in a random thing. Like, her, like, I can't remember that song where she goes, like, nuts to camel toe. What?
I don't know what song.
I don't know what song is it, but she tries to, like, sing, and she does this, and she says to for, like, 10 seconds, and then just says camel toe at the end. And I was like, I don't understand that.
All shock value.
The one that I actually did like, because it was funny because he, if you know Little Bow, he transitioned like when he was 16 or 17, took out the little part and just was Bow Wow. And I think his first song was like with that guy from B2K. I can't remember the name of it, but
was it Omarion?
Yeah. But at around that time, there was that 16-year-old girl named JoJo who came out. She had that, her hit song was like the Leave Get Out song. But she had another song where it was like, it was way poppy. And I think it's called Baby too. And Lil Bow Wow at this moment, he's in it. And it was funny because he was trying to like be all edgy in his other songs, because it's the first time he said the N-word in his album, and he tried to cuss a little bit in it. And he's on this song with JoJo, and I was like, what? This is just the funniest thing. Like, I didn't think it'd do him any good. That song didn't really do well. I guys remember seeing on Terrell like premiere, but it never like was in the top 10 requests. So that one, like I said, that one he like I said, it was funny because he was trying to transition out of the kid part. But he has some good songs. Like you said, that one of your first albums was his Little Bow Wow song, his album. And so he tried to get out of it, but also was kind of still going to like the kid section, Disney one.
He was the original Kid Bops.
Yeah.
I hate Kid Bops so much.
One other one. I don't know if you liked this feature or not, but do you remember that Snoop Dogg was on Katy Perry's song, right? California Girls?
Yeah, I didn't like that song. I didn't like that song from the pop perspective, or even from his perspective, like his verse, whatever it was on it. I can't even remember his verse. I do like Katy Perry songs. That's just not one of them I enjoy.
Yeah, that one was, that just took me out of left field. I just remember hearing it, and I was like, I don't know. Well, I mean, Snoop Dogg I don't think he does much anymore in terms of rapping much. I think he's more focused on like his podcast or his other, I don't know, industry.
Pee-wee football stuff.
Weed. And
I will say this, though. I didn't like it. I just didn't like that song from Katy Perry. And maybe it's because it was overplayed. I sound like such a hater on this podcast, but it's fine. stylistically, it works for him. I'll give him that much. Like, it didn't seem like it was strained. It just fit. He's one of those weird individuals where he could probably hop on most, if not any type of genre, and it just kind of works because he's got that suave, just really chill.
He's never been like aggressive in his songs. It's always been kind of, even if it was like, this Hawk's bumping, it was like, la, 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 you know.
His style.
Yeah, his style just works on everything.
Yeah, it's very, I don't want to say universal sounds odd. It just works. It just does. I don't know how to explain it. He's one of those few artists that can make himself work on anything, but I just didn't like the song.
Okay, so I know you hated it on tons. Is there one feature that you've heard that crossing genres, a rapper featured on us that you were like, that's either passable, I'll even go with passable. Like passable or...
I guess I'm not done, just because if I showed hate to some, I have to show hate to more.
Okay, go ahead. That's
Lil
fine.
Wayne with Kevin Rudolph. Remember when he started doing that whole little rock mesh thing?
He was trying to play
the guitar, which is fine, but Let It Rock wasn't a bad song. I didn't mind it, but that album was not good. I can't even remember what the name of the album was.
He only had one album, right?
Yeah, just the one. And then they recently came out this year, I think, with another song. It's like, I Will Never Break or something like that. That wasn't very good at all. So Kevin Rudolph and Lil Wayne, both are okay, but just them together when Wayne tries to do the rock thing,
doesn't work. Lil Wayne, I think on his features, he doesn't care. He just doesn't.
He doesn't even care on his own stuff sometimes. No. But
on features, he just like, whatever. On that Paris Hilton song, because that was a funny, weird thing, was when she was signed to Young Money, he's like, what? Paris Hilton. And he's on that, he's like, I asked her, but what? That's like, what?
Paris Hilton, that was a terrible move. I know they wanted to make money off it. I'm pretty sure they lost money. The other thing, Jay-Z and R. Kelly, they did two albums, actually, Best of Both Worlds.
That sounds very familiar.
It's like, I wouldn't even say half the album is good. This is coming. This is coming from me, okay? I didn't think it worked at all, and they made a second album, and that one was even worse. I think there's probably only 5 good songs from the first one. And by good, I mean like relatively okay. You can play it. I don't mind it much, but I mean, you have a hip-hop artist in its purest form with an R&B artist who's phenomenally vocally talented, but they just clash. They don't. Collision Course, that's exactly what this was. It collided, it didn't work really well, but that's it. I'm trying to think of...
Have a good one,
but because that took over my brain, because I sound like a hater, but...
it's a very miss and miss. It's not like, you don't really get a lot of huge hits in terms of like pleasing, you know, the rap audience with their verses, because it's like,
I talked about this with some people at work. I think when people do covers on YouTube, some of them sound fantastic, but only when it's like vocally inclined songs, right? When people do hip hop covers, I have a very, very, very hard time. If not, I'm almost completely biased to not liking it. Part of it being the initial appeal is it's a spoken art, right? It's not singing, so there's not a melody or a harmony that catches you. You have to listen to it. So their flow, their cadence, just their rhyme scheme is really what draws you in. So when people try covering it, you remember that show Glee? Ugh, I hated that show with a passion because it would ruin for me so many songs. Like when they did Gold Digger with Kanye West or by Kanye West. When they tried to do like the rap verses from Kanye, this sounds so corny, but Kanye makes it work because he's this egotistical egomaniac, and coming out of his mouth, it just sounds nice. Like you,
but it's like when you have this
other poppy melodic singing people trying to rap his verse. Even another rapper would have a tough time covering, if not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I say that because there's this song, Nobody. It's Rick Ross with French Montana, and it's essentially him paying homage to Notorious B.I.G., You're Nobody Till Somebody Kills You.
Yeah.
Okay, and truth be told, Ross does good, but because it already was established to me by, like, that's one of my favorite, if not my favorite, Biggie song. I can't help but try and compare him to Biggie.
And,
and his flow doesn't match. He has some elements to it, but at the same time, I'm like, if Biggie hadn't made this song would still be just maybe okay. So I always struggle with when people try covering hip, which is kind of a tangent or a sidetrack to what we were talking about earlier. But
well, kind of just to go on, that's kind of odd. I've never really heard covers of rap songs because it's like the only time I've ever heard that is when they try and do like five different rappers in one song and they change it to like imitate that one. And I just do it because, oh, that's cool that they can imitate these people. Maybe it doesn't sound the same, but at least they're changing how this one verse would sound if this person did it. So that was the only time I've ever seen it, but I've never seen like actual like rap covers. And I did see that Glee one, and I hate Glee for that reason. And just because like, if you're going to do a rap song and you have a 16-year-old or a character who's 16-year-old, like in a prep school or a club that does like covers, like, no, that doesn't work.
No, you got to get, and even then it's still a stretch if you get an actual hip hop person to try and do it. It's whatever. And when I said Rick Ross didn't really cover it, meaning he didn't sing the exact same lyrics. He just used the beat and the scheme of the song.
Right.
Which, like, again, it's not a complete cover. But even then, he didn't even cover. Had he covered it, like, this is trash. I'm sorry, Ross, but you can't sing or rap exactly what Biggie did. It's not going to sound good. He didn't even do that, which makes it a bigger possibility of sounding better. And even then, it didn't work. You know, I got Five on It by Lunas. There's a I Got Five on Us, and I can't remember who's exact. I think Wiz Khalifa's on that track, and even then, it sounds okay. But at the same time, I Got Five on It is so classic to me.
Yeah,
I'm like, this doesn't work that well.
Question, and I'm pretty sure you know this one. Didn't Nas use his own like beat on Hip Hop Is Dead from another song that he did previous to?
He's done that on several albums. He recycles.
He recycles, but he mentions it, I think, or I can't remember what he did in Hip Hop Is Dead, because I remember heard it and it was the same beat or the same sample that he used on previous album. I don't even remember what it was. But sorry, I'm going to sidetrack now.
You're good.
Okay, all the hate on the feature artist. Not real one that you can think of, which is fine. So
a good one. I mean, I don't know if you could. The Collision Core, I guess I'll AC/DC or AC/DC.
Linkin Park?
Run DMC with Aerosmith.
Oh, yeah.
I really like that. I thought that was a good song mashup. Jay-Z with Linkin Park, I thought that was good. There's probably four or five songs from the Jay-Z R. Kelly mashup. I thought that was pretty good. What's another good one? It's still Carrie Hilson. Is that her name? Carrie Hilson?
Yeah, Carrie Hilson.
She did a song with Nas on his Untitled album. Okay, it's called Untitled. It's hip-hop bait. It's mostly hip-hop influence. It has a very poppy, catchy feel to it, though. I thought that song worked really, really great, but Nas' lyricism really shined in that song, and that's why I liked it. I'm trying to think of others now, just because I don't want to leave on like such an angry note.
Well, it's not, again, there's not too much. It's only like most are just like nostalgia ones that I can think of. The Run DMC one's really good, but it's like they just rapped what they've already did on the song, on the original song. Like, they didn't add, or they didn't do like new verses on that one. So that's why I think that's why it worked very well, because they didn't have, it was just like, oh, I already know this, but this guy's just doing it and his style. So that's different enough.
On the sweat and suit, which it wasn't very good, I think it's on the suit side. Anthony Hamilton, who I'm a huge fan of, like an R&B classic singer, he is with Nelly. It's I think it's Nobody Told Me. Nobody told me that the road would be a dead end.
Yeah.
That's a good one. It's like poppy, and even Nelly's flow is odd, but it still worked, and maybe Anthony Hamilton saved that song. So I'll give him that one. I thought that was pretty good.
Okay, that's your saving grace.
Yeah, saving grace for Nelly, because he is iconic. He's made some trash, but he's still iconic.
I was like, we started with Nelly, we end with Nelly. Yeah. There we go. Okay, so before we leave, we're going to talk about songs to listen to. And interestingly enough, Poppy and I had the same artists in mind, coincidentally, because I didn't talk about him beforehand. I actually forgot about it. Well, I didn't forget about it. I listened to someone new, but right before we recorded, he's like, hey, do you have yours? Like, crap, I do, but I can't remember which one it was. So, let's go. I'll start this off. So this one has to do with Schoolboy Q, and it's a song called Blind Threats featuring Raekwon. Now, I've heard of Schoolboy Q. I never really listened to his stuff at all, but I was going through my Google Play radio, and he came on with his song Blind Threats, and I don't know what it is about him. I kind of feel like he brings a lot of raw emotions to his songs, and Raekwon is just a great lyricist and is one of the better parts. And I think Poppy and I both agree on this, that he's the better part of the Wu-Tang Clan. And this song just really just stuck out to me. I'm not very good at remembering the lyrics. I think Poppy's better at that than I am. But this one I just really recommend to listen to. I like his delivery, but his messages that are in the song, especially in this one. So go check it out. I can't say too much about it, because I think you just have to listen to it.
Schoolboy Q, obviously, just DJ Goose mentioned, we both had it. My song specifically from it is called Crash, from the I believe it just released about a couple days ago, Crash Talk. He's very conscious, right? He has attitude, a level of aggression, but it's almost a refined aggression. He kind of reserves it, but you can hear the anger in his voice.
Yeah.
So if you think of somebody maybe sitting behind a desk who looks really angry and is like grumbling, audible grumbling, where you can hear everything and he's just holding back his anger, is kind of what it sounds like. He's about to blow up. And I heard him back in 2017 on Joey Badass's album, American Badass. And from that point on, I'm like, I like this guy. I'm going to listen to a bit more of it. So those are two new artists I kind of always drawn to, but Crash by Schoolboy Q, he kind of talks about, it's like a reflective song, talking about wealth. He talks about his family, you know, talking about his daughter and how she's going to come up, so he has to kind of teach her a couple things. It's really good. I enjoyed it. Schoolboy Q is definitely one of those newer artists I can definitely appreciate.
Like I said, I think he's one of those artists that we always advocate about. Like, hip-hop is a great genre. It has a lot of stories to tell, and he's one of them. I think he's really good. He has a lot of controversial like stuff he talks about, and like his album covers, like one of the covers that I'm looking at right now, he has like a ski mask on, it's white, and he has a white fedora. Yeah, and so it's like, it's really interesting, and you look at that, it's like, that's maybe some people might think like he's really thug, or he's maybe
his album covers tend to have his face hidden.
Yeah,
so I know what album you're talking about. And then on Crash Talk, this one he just released, he has a paper bag over his head with the two eye holes on it.
So there could be a lot of like deeper meanings to that. And I'm pretty sure he's very smart, and so he's making us aware of different issues and just talking about himself without being very authentic. And so that's a refreshing artist. And so go listen to Schoolboy Q. So Blind Threats and Crash. Okay. So thanks so much for listening to Hip Hop Soiree. Next episode, we do have that K-Rap one. It is going to be really good. You're going to learn a lot of new things. And again, if you have anything you want us to go over, talk about any subject regarding hip hop, just email us at hiphopsoiree, that's SOIREE, 2018@gmail.com. I think we might get like a Twitter open up soon. I think Twitter's just going to be easier one for us to manage and to get out, you know, different. We might put different messages, maybe not daily, but questions, things that you like. So once we get that up, we will put it up on the next episode. So thanks so much for listening. This is DJ Goose.
This is Poppy.
And this is Hip Hop Soiree.